Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The most recent U.S. State Department report on international religious freedom has both good and bad news. Open Doors' David Curry first gives the good.
I think you've begun to see more focus on these kinds of issues within the Obama administration.
The report recognizes the elephant in the room and calls it persecution. It also names names: Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, and Saudi Arabia. Now, the not-so-good news.
I see too many trends for the better. Unfortunately, what you're going to see is that these kinds of issues are going to continue to grow.
So what can we do to change that? Open Doors offers some options. One, sign a petition drive that requests more action from the administration on religious freedom issues. Two, join the growing chorus of prayer on behalf of the persecuted church. The details are outlined at missionnews.org. And have you ever thought about a career in missions? Ron Hillbrand says Mission Aviation Fellowship is looking for pilots, mechanics, teachers, IT professionals, and administrators to join their ministry.
We've worked with disaster relief. We do a lot of medical relief flying. We work alongside a lot of different mission organizations that their goal is to bring the gospel into the most remote and isolated places.
At the heart is the gospel.
I actually was able to participate in the Haiti earthquake and also in Nepal. To see people responding to the gospel because of their physical needs being met, those are probably the most exciting times for me as I look at how the gospel can impact people that are especially hurting and suffering, and it gives them hope really for the first time.
You'll find a link to learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.